Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns, the first Old Time Radio Daily Western podcast that brings you a show from the 1930s through the 1960s. I'm your host, Andrew Ryan, and today is March 16th, 2010. Today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, check out Amazon.com by going to otrwesterns.com/Amazon. Again, that's otrwesterns.com/Amazon. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is February 17th, 1953, and the title is The Wooing of Big Minnie. Hope you guys enjoy.
Adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Mamalo.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Wooing of Big Minnie. In the colorful Southwest of the 1870s, everything not only could but did happen. Thus, the roving Cisco Kid was not always occupied with fights and murder. His attention was frequently called to situations that taxed his ingenuity to the utmost, as we find in The Wooing of Big Minnie. Our story opens in the newspaper office of the little town of Ranch Creek. The editor, a small, meek, tired-looking man, is talking with a caller.
I don't know whether you'd like Ranch Creek or not, stranger. You'd have to live here a while first. Find out that way.
Any money here?
Oh, much as you'd find in any town of 1,500 people. Why, what you asking about the money for?
I'm looking for a place to settle, Mr. Willis. I don't want to settle in a place that ain't progressive. And being progressive means having money. Now, sir, if this town ain't got money, it ain't Fred Murdoch.
It might not suit you, then.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
Who's that Amazon?
That's Minnie Swenson, Mr. Murdoch.
She live in Ranch Creek?
Very much so.
Put aside your business, George Willis, because I'm a-coming in.
Howdy, Minnie.
Hey, when's this here paper coming out again?
Tomorrow.
Well, I want to put a notice in it. I want you to say that since there's a certain weak-kneed milksop of a man in this town that ain't got nerve enough to ask a lady to marry him, the lady is tired of waiting.
Now, look,
Minnie. Shut your mouth. Now, I want you to say that this lady owns her own ranch of 360 acres, free and clear.
Minnie.
And that she's the best cook in 18 counties. And she's got the best blasted disposition any lady ever had. Say that lady's me, and that I'll marry the first confounded hombre that shows up and asks me.
Now, hold on there, Minnie.
Print that in your paper, George Wilson. Just send me the bill.
All right. Write it out, and I'll print it.
Why, you know I can't write and I can't read. But by the bone-rattling thunder of Black Mountain, I can talk, and you're a-hearing me. Print what I said, or I'll come in here, and I'll take this place to pieces. Good day.
You got any more like her around here?
Nope. Ain't any more like Minnie anywhere, stranger. And in spite of all that ranting and tearing, she's the finest woman that ever drew the breath of life.
Can't read or write, huh? Well, I guess I'll look this town over. Much obliged for the information.
Can't say I like the looks of that fellow Murdoch. Wished he hadn't heard what Minnie said. Figure I'd better ride out to her place and talk with her.
Oh. Well, this looks like a place. And I've got the papers all drawn up. Well, we'll see.
Come in, come in. Nobody ever knocks on Minnie's door. Now, take a chair, stranger, and rest your carcass.
Thanks. Purpose of my visit, Miss Swenson...
Just plain Minnie, stranger.
Minnie, then. I was in the newspaper office when you
came
in.
Oh, yeah, I thought I remembered.
Yeah, and I heard you say you wanted to get married.
Never say anything I don't mean. Open your mouth. Open your mouth, come on. Open up there, a little wider. Them teeth look sound. I ain't going to marry a man that might have indigestion. All right, stranger will marry you. What's your name?
Murdoch, Ed Murdoch.
Well, come on in, let's get the preacher.
Well, not so fast, Miss Minnie. I figured I'd better tell you about my worst fault.
Oh, I'll find it out. Come on.
No, wait. I'm a mighty poor businessman, therefore I'd like to sign my eastern property over to you.
What for?
Well, to manage. I hate business management, but I got a lot of property around Chicago that needs tending to.
Well, can't I tend to it from here?
Oh, sure, by mail. I'll write the letters for you.
All right, come on, let's go.
Well, we have to have this legal, Minnie. Here, read this and then sign it.
Well, I can't read, Ed.
Oh, well, then come over here and I'll spell it out for you.
All right.
Look, this says, to whom it may concern. I, Ed Murdoch, hereby turn over all my property to my wife, Minnie Murdoch.
That's enough. You don't need to read all of it.
All right, here, just sign it, Minnie.
Can't do it.
Well, then just make your mark right here.
All right. Here it is. Ain't nobody makes a mark like that.
Yeah, that sure is a distinctive mark. Hey, somebody's coming.
Oh, never mind them. Come on, let's go get the preacher. Hurry up. Yeah, well, look who's here. It's little George Willis. Come on, Ed. We got no time for him. Come on.
We'd better talk over this ad of yours some more, Minnie. I don't want to run it.
Ain't got to run it now. Here's the man I'm going to marry, Ed Murdoch.
Oh.
Yep, that's right, Willis.
And I'm going to manage his eastern property, too. Our eastern property. Just signed all legal to manage it.
You signed what?
Oh, it's a paper he gave me.
Well, let me see that paper, Murdoch.
Hey, nothing doing. This ain't any of your business.
Let me see it.
Get out of here.
Now, come on. Hand it over.
Go on.
Then I'll kick it.
Dog's my
kennel.
The little rooster ain't got
it. Take it, Willis. What you expect her to take? What you'll take is this.
Oh, why, you heard him, you big lummox. You hurt the finest man in the whole blasted world. I changed my mind. I ain't going to marry you. Come on, give me that paper to sign.
I'll give you nothing except 2 hours to get off my property.
Your property?
That's what I said. 2 hours, Big Minnie, or I'll be back here with a sheriff.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Pancho be glad to get to Orange Creek.
Si, amigo. I'll be glad to get there, too.
Pancho not like many towns, but Pancho like Orange Creek.
It's the people we like, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Señor Willis, the editor of the newspaper, Sheriff Morgan, Big Minnie.
Big Minnie. Big Minnie. Big Minnie is the biggest señorita Pancho ever seen.
And her heart is just as big as she is, amigo. I would like to call in her rancho and pay respects to her.
And Pancho paid the respects to her.
Well, then let us go there. Uh-huh. There's the roof of her ranch house showing over the next rise of ground. Up, Jerry.
Up, Lover, show your specs now. Go on. Cisco, say that the Big Minnie likes Senor Willis, no?
See, I think she does like Senor Willis, Pancho.
Huh?
Also, I think she likes Sheriff Morgan.
Which one she likes the best?
Or that I do not know, Chico.
She married one of them, Cisco?
Oh, would not surprise me if she did.
Which one she married? Which one?
Oh, Pancho, there may be those who can tell what a woman is going to do, but I am not one of those. Well, here we are. Oh, Lord, we'll
see what the woman's going to do. Yeah,
come on. You go to the door.
See, Cisco. The door opened. The flies get in.
Yeah.
To go out
and
tend to a hurt man.
Buenos dias, señorita.
Buenos dias, señorita.
Well, by Jupiter, if it ain't Cisco and Pancho, I'm mighty glad to see you two scalawags. I'll be right with you as soon as here I get George here attended to.
Señor Willis, he has been hurt.
Yeah, big bump on his face.
Oh, he'll be all right in a minute. He just got knocked out. Oh, but I'm proud of him, Cisco. Proud of him. Why, he lit into an armory most twice as big as he is.
Well, how did it happen, señorita?
Well, it happened because I'm a thundering jackass of an idiot, Cisco. I ain't sure, but I suspect I signed away all my property.
You were swindled, señorita?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
That is it, señorita. You showed the hombre to Cisco and Pancho. Cisco fix him good.
It may not be as easy as all that, but I...
What's going on here?
You all right now, George?
Sure, I'm all right. Look out, Minnie. I don't need that water on my face.
Here, I'll help you to your feet, señor Willis. There you are.
Now I remember... That double-crossing armory murder. Say, Cisco, Pancho.
Si, senor.
Buenos dias.
You'll have to excuse me for not recognizing you right off, but my wits are kind of wool gathering.
Oh, do not apologize, senor. I understand how it is.
Yes, si, si. Pancho understand, too. Senor Willis counting the sheep.
Exactly, Pancho.
Oh, but I'm proud of you, George. Proud of you. I was beginning to think you didn't have the nerve of a jackrabbit. But by ginger, you got plenty of nerve.
That is a very fine compliment, senorita. But about the swindling business, tell us everything and then we will do our best to help you.
Howdy, Sheriff.
Howdy, stranger. What can I do for you?
My name's Murdoch, Sheriff, and I've just acquired some property here in Ranch Creek.
That's so? You going to live here?
Yep, I aim to. I need you to help me, though, in order to get it.
I'm listening.
Yeah, read this. It'll explain to you.
See. To whom it may concern, I, Minnie Swenson, being of sound body and mind, do hereby sign away all my property, including my ranch with the buildings thereon, to Ed Murdoch, and I... Hold on here. What's this?
What's it look like?
Minnie sold you all her property.
Sold me, gave it to me, don't make no difference. That's a legal document, ain't it?
I don't see anything wrong with it. Yeah, that's Minnie's mark, all right. Ain't nobody makes a mark like that.
Well, let's go. I'd like you to come with me now and dispossess Minnie.
But I can't do that, man.
You know any law, Sheriff?
Of course I know some law.
All right. You know it's your duty to uphold it and execute it. Come on with me.
Yes, I got to. Stranger, I don't know you or anything about you. But I do know this much. If this is a swindling you've had Minnie put out of our house and home, it ain't going to be healthy for you around these parts. Come on.
So that's the story, Cisco. You know me, I'm an impulsive critter, and well, after waiting just so long for a certain hombre to ask me to marry him, I decided to act, hoping it might make him jealous enough to do something.
Yeah. Which hombre you go to marry, senorita?
Pancho, remember your manners. Such a question is not polite.
Excuse Pancho, please, senorita. But Pancho think it either Senor Willis or Senor Sheriff.
Pancho.
Excuse Pancho, please. Both fine senor, senorita.
Pancho, if you say one more...
Excuse Pancho, please.
I ain't saying who the man is, Pancho.
Of course not, senorita. We do not expect you to. But if you do not know what you made your mark upon, how do you know you have signed away your property?
Well, I don't for sure, Cisco, except for the way that Murdoch acted when George asked to see that paper. You know, he kind of acted like the cat that swallowed the canary.
The cat swallowed the canary? Your cat, senorita?
That is a saying, Pancho.
A big cat, Pancho, think.
Hey, looks like Murdoch's coming back again.
See, and he has the sheriff with him.
Cisco, I don't want to lose my place. I worked hard for years to build this place.
We are going to try to see that you do not lose it, senorita. However, for now, it may be necessary for you to leave it, for the time being. Let us hear what the sheriff has to say.
All right, Sheriff. Do your duty.
Buenos dias, Senor Sheriff.
Buenos dias, Senor Sheriff.
Howdy, Cisco. Howdy, Pancho. Didn't expect to see you two hombres here.
If we can be of help, by all means, call on us, Sheriff.
Come on, Sheriff. Never mind them two. Get that woman out of here.
Why, you maverick, you double-crossing weasel.
Easy
Why,
now, easy, Minnie, what? Easy. Let's not have any violence. I'm mighty sorry to have to do this, but you got to leave.
Who says so?
This paper you signed says so. This is your mark, ain't it?
Yeah, but you just can't put me out of my home. I didn't know what I was assigning.
May I see that paper, Senor Sheriff?
Sure thing, Cisco.
Now, wait a minute. Who's he? What business is it of his?
I am going to make this my business, hombre.
And when Cisco make anything his business, he make it his business, no?
Hey, that paper ain't legal, is it, Cisco?
I am afraid it is, Senorita. You had better leave the property. But you will be back in possession of it before long. That I promise you.
Cisco may just be talking to disconcert the swindler Murdoch, or he may have a definite plan in mind. In just a moment, we'll return to our exciting story of the Cisco Kid. Now, back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, The Wooing of Big Minnie. When Minnie Swenson, who can't read or write, signed away her property to the swindler Murdoch under the impression that she was signing to manage his eastern property, Cisco determined to get Minnie's property back for her. Now, in a small office in the town of Ranch Creek, Cisco was doing some intensive reading while Pancho drowses in a corner of the room.
This is not quite it. Perhaps in this chapter somewhere I... Oh, Santo, how can I concentrate with that going on?
Pancho, amigo.
Look out, Cisco. The mountain lion, he couldn't...
Wake up. You're dreaming, Pancho. Huh? You not sleep more quietly, Chico? I'm trying to read.
Pancho think he sleep quietly, Cisco. Pancho not know.
Yeah. Or look on this next page.
What's Cisco read for?
I'm reading law books, Pancho, here in the office of our friend, the lawyer Martin.
What's Cisco read law books for?
Because there must be some loophole in that paper Senorita Minnie signed. Uh-huh. And if there is, I want to find it.
Pancho, not see a hole in the paper, Cisco.
Not a hole, Pancho, a loophole. That is something else.
Hole. Pancho not care. Pancho not understand why Cisco read instead of fight.
Because sometimes, amigo, the pen is mightier than the sword. Now be quiet, let me read some more.
Pen, sword. Then mighty is the sword. Cisco loco.
Well, now what is the matter?
Pancho think about these hombres a long time ago. Cisco tell Pancho, these hombres wear a tin bolero and a tin serape, no?
Oh, you mean the knights of the round table?
Si, the round knights, Cisco.
Well, what is funny about that?
Cisco say the pen is mighty than the sword. Pancho think these knights get a hard time to cut somebody's head off with a pen.
Now look, Pancho, I'm trying to read your... Santo, this is what I've been looking for.
What, Cisco? What you looking
for? The right of a husband in matters of property takes precedence. Pancho, I found it. Huh. Come.
Where we go now, Cisco?
We go to get Senor Willis and the sheriff together and talk to them about marriage. Come, Pancho.
All right, Cisco. Maybe this law does give a husband a right to his wife's property. Minnie ain't got a husband.
I am coming to that, Senor Sheriff. First, let me ask you a question. The transfer of Senorita Minnie's property has not yet been recorded, has it?
Nope. Won't be recorded till Monday, Cisco. It's Saturday afternoon. Record office is closed.
Then, until it is recorded, the husband has prior rights to the property according to the laws of this state.
Yeah, I guess you're right about that, Cisco.
According to that law book, I am right, Senor Willis.
And Cisco also say the pen is mightier than the loophole.
Oh, that is wrong, Pancho. In any way, it has nothing to do with this.
Pancho's taking another siesta.
But as the sheriff pointed out, that law don't hold good in Minnie's case because she's got no husband.
See, that is true. But I'm hoping she will soon have a husband.
Who?
Not look at Pancho.
Either yourself, Sheriff, or Senor Willis.
Me?
See, one of you.
Oh, great thunder, Cisco. I can't guess you ain't serious about that.
Indeed, I am serious, Sheriff. Both of you are anxious for the Senorita to get back her property. Both of you, I suspect, like the Senorita very much.
Yeah, but she likes George better than she likes me.
Oh, no, she don't, Sheriff. It's you she cottons to.
Not by a jugful.
I suggest that you draw straws to see who asks her hand in marriage.
Well, what do you say, George?
I'm willing to draw straws. For Minnie's sake.
All right, it's a sporting proposition. I'll do it. Got the straw, Cisco?
See, right here.
Pancho get to sleep in a hurry before they ask him to draw, too.
The one who draws the short straw will ask Senorita Minnie to marry him. Is that so agreed?
Yep.
All right. You first, Sheriff.
Here are the straws. Now.
I got it.
And this straw is for you, Senor Willis. Now, who has the short straw?
I guess it's you, Sheriff.
Yeah, guess it is.
I congratulate you, Sheriff. Minnie's a fine woman. Mighty fine woman. Good day.
Seems like George took losing out kind of hard.
It is possible he did, Senor Sheriff, but you are the winner. Seems that the Minnie is staying in a little cabin on the edge of her property. You will ride out and ask her now?
Well, I... you come too, Cisco.
You do not need me along, Sheriff.
Oh, yes, I do. You see, I ain't never asked a woman to marry me before, and I might need some prompting. By thunder, Cisco, I wish this was over with. I don't mind rounding up a gang of rustlers and bank robbers half so much as I mind this.
Oh, come now, Sheriff. It's not as bad as all that. All you do is ask the question. The senorita says yes or no. That is all.
Pancho, think if she say yes, that's not all. If she say yes, you got a wife for life.
Well, that's what I'm thinking of too, Pancho. I like Minnie, but...
Pancho, no. Pancho like Friolis too, but not all the time.
Pancho, keep quiet. You're not helping the sheriff by talking that way.
Pancho, keep quiet.
Here we are. Oh, there.
Keep quiet. Easy now.
Howdy, Sheriff, Cisco and Pancho.
Oh, Senorita.
Come on in.
Let's stay outside here. I feel kind of penned up in that little cabin, Minnie.
Yeah, I feel penned up myself. Yeah. Any news for me?
I think there is, Senorita. The sheriff will tell you.
Well, what is it, Sheriff?
Well, it's like this, Minnie. Cisco here, he got to reading up in a law book and... Well, any...
Come on. Speak up. What you so red in the face for, Sheriff?
Don't you know?
See, Sheriff, speak up.
Will you marry me, Minnie?
Will I what? Marry you?
Yeah.
Cisco, did you put him up to this?
I, Senorita?
Yes, you. Well, somebody did anyway. No, I won't marry a sheriff. Not in 1,000 years. Hi, the idea. You don't want to marry me. Shows right in your face. And you ain't the man I want to marry, neither.
Thanks, Minnie.
You're just a pack of coyotes, all of you.
Senorita.
Oh, don't senorita me, Cisco. I'm sick of this whole business. Waiting around, nothing happens. Well, I'll make something happen. I'm going home, and I'm going to heave that swindling maverick right plumb out through a window glass and all.
Senorita, will you please listen to
us? I'll miss nothing. I'll make my own law.
I'd sure hate to be in Murdoch's boots.
This ain't either mad. What are we doing now, Cisco?
Sheriff, you and Pancho ride to town and bring Senor Willis to Senorita Minnie's rancho. Do not waste a moment.
But Cisco is...
Please do not argue, Sheriff. Explain to Senor Willis what you will, but get him to that rancho if you have to carry him. He is our only hope. Go now and go quickly.
That skulking hyena's around here.
What are you doing here?
I'm back to claim my property, you skunk. Get off net and get now.
You better get, or I'll have you arrested for trespass.
Why, you pack rat, you thieving buzzard. I've a mind to drill you where you stand.
No, you won't. Drop that gun. Drop it or I'll break your arm.
No.
Drop it.
Let me go.
I'll take that gun.
No.
Now get out of here, you Amazon, or I'll shoot you down.
You won't shoot nobody down, hombre.
Oh, is that so? We'll see.
Look out, sister.
Bullets do no harm to what they do not hit, and then I'll... First, I will get that gun away from you.
Let me at him.
No, stay out of this, senorita. I will take care of this hombre myself.
You and how many others?
Beat the living daylight out of the well.
That I will do, senorita, right now. And for good luck, this one, too.
Now I'll pick him up and I'll fire him.
No, wait, senorita. You have visitors coming in here.
Visitors? Huh? Oh, Pancho and that blasted sheriff again.
Senor Willis.
Oh, yeah. Well, what's he doing out here?
What's going on? What do you want to see me for, Minnie?
Well, who said I wanted to see you, George?
Well, they did. Pancho and the sheriff.
See, and Pancho think we tell the truth.
Well, you do want to see him, don't you, Minnie?
Well, I...
Grab me up and drag me clear out here. I ain't playing second fiddle to anybody, Minnie, understand?
Nobody said you was.
Just because I ain't any bigger than a pint of peanuts, everybody thinks they can walk all over me. Well, they can.
Sheriff. That you?
Yeah. What do you want, Murdoch?
Want you arrest him and that brute of a woman.
What'd you call her?
I said a brute of a woman.
Why, you're taller. I'll break in two. You ain't man enough, you big ape. Try this.
Oh! Pancho think that a big punch for a pint of peanuts.
Santo, it was a big punch.
George. Why, George, you're defending me.
Ain't anybody gonna call you names while I'm around, Minnie.
Why? You little terror, you.
Now get into your room, woman, and fix your hair. It's a mess. Put on a clean dress and then come out here. I want to talk to you serious. The rest of you fellas, get out of here.
Si, senor. We obey at once. Sheriff, grab that Murdoch hombre. We can bring charges against him now. Come, Pancho.
That's right, Cisco. George and me were going to be married at noon tomorrow. And if you and Pancho ain't at the wedding...
Oh, we will be there, senorita. We would not miss it.
Yeah, but you're riding out of town.
Oh, we ought to go to our camp for the night.
Yeah, Cisco and Pancho not miss that wedding for nothing, senorita.
Our deepest congratulations to you, senorita.
Si, our deepest congratulations to the deepest.
Well, thank you both. George is a wonderful man now, ain't he?
Si, he is a wonderful man.
So masterful and he's so brave. Oh, the darling little bantam.
Pancho and I are very happy for you, senorita. For we know you and Senor George will be happy.
Get my property back and I get George. I couldn't ask for more. It's all you're doing, Cisco.
No, senorita.
Yes, tis, and I'm going to kiss you, Cisco. I know George wouldn't mind.
But, senorita...
No, but... Come here. There.
Santo, she is strong.
Now you, Pancho.
No, no, senorita. Pancho, not the kid. Pancho?
Come here. There, by thunder.
Gracias, senorita. Now Pancho go somewhere and straighten out 3 bent ribs. Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Pancho not very... What Cisco say when he not feel right?
Oh, you mean you are not comfortable, amigo?
And Pancho not comfortable.
What is the matter?
And this plaster Pancho got on his back and side not feel good, Cisco.
Oh, I did not know you had plaster on your back and sides, Pancho.
See, Pancho need plaster after that hug from St. Lee the Big Mini.
Well, let me see it. Lift up your shirt, Chico.
And Pancho lift up. You see that right there?
Why, that is not plaster you have on there, Pancho. That is cement. No wonder you are not comfortable.
Pancho got to have something on there.
Well, did you buy that at a store?
Yeah, Pancho go to the clerk and Pancho say to the clerk, Pancho say, Pancho wants some plaster for his back.
See?
So the clerk say, do you want some of our poorest plaster? And Pancho say, no, I don't want your poorest plaster. I want the bestest plaster you got. So the clerk give Pancho cement.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
Up, loco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Welcome back. Okay, contact information. Check out the show notes site, otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Tomorrow's going to be an episode of Challenge of the Yukon. Until then, have a good day.